I'm heading south on the M6, and as I quite often do, if I see a person in need of a lift, commonly known as a hitchhiker, I stop to pick them up. And today, I'm in the company of Anthony. Hello.
Hello there. Pleased to meet everybody.
And as is usual, we get talking about random bits and bobs. You've travelled quite a lot. Currently settling between here and Indonesia, where you've been working in finance. And we've just got on... Well, you actually mentioned... I don't know how we got onto it. You mentioned 2012. What do you think about 2012? What's the exact date that you are concentrating on here?
Well, the exact date, and this was depicted from by the Mayans, is December 22nd, 2012. That's the date that the Mayans put on it. But coincidentally, this is the date that all planets in our solar system line up in a direct line to the centre of the universe. And that is fact. Anybody can find that out, that this does happen on December 22nd, 12. So whether something happens or not, we have to wait, which is only, what, 2 years and a couple of months away. But I believe in it. I do.
You believe, but you're also quietly kind of hoping that something happens. Why?
Well, the reason being is I've thrown away all my working life, although I've earned money all my life. I've always had money in my pocket, a few quid in the bank. I've never put a penny away towards security for later on in life, as in pensions, property, anything like that. So if something does happen, and all it says is the world changes as we know it, it doesn't say it's the end of the world, then basically my life, the way I've led my life, I sort of knew this was going to happen, and it convicts my attitude towards it. That's the only thing I can say, really.
Because I guess it would be convenient if the world ended, because you haven't saved up for it.
Exactly, yeah. And if I'm wrong, you know, I'm 54 at the moment, you know, if I'm wrong, what when I get to 70 and I can't work anymore, what have I got?
Well, do you want a backup plan? I can give you a backup plan.
A backup plan, what, for hitting 70 with nothing behind you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, you're in Indonesia now.
Philippines.
I do listen, I'm just a bit dense sometimes. I travelled Southeast Asia, not a million miles away, in fact, only a 1,000 miles away, I guess, the areas I were in Thailand, and all around that region there are philosophical studying places called Buddhist monasteries. I don't know if you're a religious man in many ways. It doesn't matter, because this is deemed to be a philosophy and not a religion. Yet they tend to have, and I've come across this myself, an open door policy for anybody in the later years of their lives. Should you want to, granted, early mornings, about 5 a.m. for breakfast, spend the rest of your days wandering, contemplating, thinking. Let's face it, a lot of what older people do nowadays, if they don't have a television, you're quite happy to have shelter over your head and food in your stomach. Is there anything else you could possibly want?
Well, for myself, I don't even like television that much, although I do get sucked into it like everybody does. But and I have seen... I've sat down and spoken with Buddhists. I find them very much like the Sikhs. And what Christian has just said here, their open door policy is exactly what it is. And it isn't really a religion, although people think it is. It's exactly what you just said. It's open door philosophy, isn't it?
So could you see yourself hanging out there and effectively retiring to a monastery, or was that just a bit too weird outside of your normal Western system of belief?
Well, for me, absolutely not, because any other alternative I can see would be relying on my family or sleeping under the bridges in London, you know. So, and I would much rather be out in the eastern part of the world where I love the heat, 30-odd degrees every day.
It makes sleeping under bridges so much more comfortable.
It certainly does, doesn't it? You know, especially, you know, if we're going to be heading towards another ice age, nobody's going to want to be outside, are they? Yeah.
That's a very good point. So this is potentially what you think may happen in 2012, which, let's face it, folks, is only 2 years away.
Around the corner, yeah.
You think we may have an ice age?
Well, a lot of people think we're due an ice age, and with the way that all the polar caps are melting and everything, if it stops the conveyor belt water system, then an ice age will definitely happen. And the more everybody knows that the more water that gets pumped in off the polar caps is going to affect the, I've forgotten what you call it now, what do you call that conveyor belt of water? The Gulf Stream.
Yes.
If the Gulf Stream stops, an ice age is inevitable.
Interesting. I'm not one for dates, I'll tell you that, because I think, I know that, here's me saying, who knows whether or not the alignment, I guess modern science can dictate and predict and tell you exactly when this alignment is going to happen, but calendars in general seem to be so desperately skewed because we have our calendar changed from lunar to solar to this to that to the other, so who knows what dates particularly mean. So if it was somebody years and years and years ago saying this is the date, then I wouldn't necessarily believe it. If there is going to be an alignment, which, thinking with a scientific mind here, affects, and you sound like a logical man yourself, in some kind of weirdly magnetic way.
Yeah, well, it will be to do with the magnetic fields all around all of these planets. It's got to be something to do with the magnetic pull. It has to, because there isn't anything else you could pull out of that, unless you want to go, I'm not very good with words, unless you want to think it's something out of our understanding, out of our scientific understanding.
Which, let's face it, there is a lot of stuff. So let me just assume for the moment, let me just say, okay, this is going to happen. Pros and cons in my mind. You're probably thinking there aren't any pros here. Well, let's think of the bigger picture here. If you think of the Earth as Mother Earth, as Gaia, we are effectively at the moment, this is the motorway making a funny bumpy noise as we pass through Birmingham, we are effectively, would be a virus or a bacteria across the surface of the planet, because we seem to be the only species not working in harmony with the planet and almost entirely against it. So an ice age would almost be like the planet's immune system
curing its own cancer.
Exactly, clearing itself out to start afresh, and it would only be the hardy people who potentially, I've been watching too many movies here, have studied bushcraft and a bit of survival, who pull through to the other side. I do have a number of catapults and solar panels, whether that will help. The cons, well, eradication of everything we've worked for, knowledge of civilization. We've put all of our eggs in one basket by storing our data in a digital means, and these are just noughts and ones held in most suspended magnetically. Maybe it's worth hanging on to your books. Maybe they're the only things that won't be deleted by a massive solar storm stroke magnetic switching. So who knows? But you have made me do one thing, and I think as soon as I get to where I'm going today, I'm going to take out my computer and maybe log the date and flag it as potentially important. Don't book any work in for that day.
Have a holiday on those days.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.